This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Tuesday, August 31. Well, cattle markets were mixed yesterday. Live cattle were weaker pretty much across the board and starting to break below some key support levels. The front months had been doing that. The back months had been holding over all right. But now we're seeing the back months also starting to slip below those key supports, the breakout points that had held the market for a few weeks. And then we surged above it last week. Now we're starting to come back down below it. So that's not a good sign, at least for the short term, as you like to see those supports hold. In feeder cattle, actually we were steady to higher on the feeders. The front months, sort of like the live cattle, they have started to break down below support levels, but the back months are still holding fine, and they have yet to really aggressively test those breakout points that we're seeing the live cattle start to slip below. So it's an interesting mix of technical formations here, but you like to see the front months be the leaders, and if that's the case, both of them would suggest that we're probably going to be seeing a correction here, at least in the short term. In cash markets, we haven't seen anything really develop so far this week, but it was only Monday. The trade last week was slightly higher, but down from the early part of the week where we saw some pretty aggressive buying. But that tapered off toward the end of the week as we continue to see the packers struggle with chain speeds, and they just are not able to handle the volume. So the cash market started to buckle later in the week. But for the week, we saw the Fed trade up one at around 126. Dress trade was up two at around 204. Yesterday, box beef values were weaker again. Choice down 256 at 343. Select down 297 at 313. The spread was up 41 cents at 3023. Movement was just 86 loads. Now, normally Monday is kind of light anyway, but this has become a pretty consistent pattern over the last 2 to 3 weeks that the load count has dropped significantly from what we're used to seeing. Box beef values showing some consistent declines as well. Over the last 6 days, we've been down 5 of those days. So after a string of moving higher, now we're starting to pull back down again. So that's not a good sign either. Even with lower box beef movement, even with total beef production slowing down, box beef prices are coming down as well. So that's a bit of a red flag for demand, that usually when box beef volume drops, your prices are going to go up, as demand tends to be fairly stable. But we got them both happening now, and that's, I think, a pretty big red flag. It would appear, number one, that we're backing cattle up in the feedlots just because of the slow slaughter rates and slow box movement, but at the same time, we're not seeing the demand from the retail sector kind of fill the void of or prices rise to fill that void of lower box beef volume. So again, some red flags starting to show up here. We shouldn't see those prices moving in tandem. Slaughter rates so far this week, 117,000 head. That's up one over a week ago and down two from a year ago. I will say that we're seeing some numbers being adjusted from last week as well. So last Monday, that 120,000 head that they initially reported, but now to yesterday they're reporting that same number at 116. So, you know, these numbers obviously are estimates, but they're being adjusted downward as the week goes along. And that's yet another indication of packers struggling to keep the chain speeds running. We're hearing that personnel is part of the problem, people just not showing up or being sick from COVID again. Also, we're hearing about some equipment breakdowns, and that's slowing things up as well. All of this contributing to an environment that is already the producer had practically zero leverage. We've just not been able to see them, you know, skim any money at all from the packer on these massive margins that they're experiencing with these high box beef prices. But, you know, with chain speed slowing down and slaughter rates slowing down, that's still going to put them in a corner. The feedlots are still not going to have the leverage that they need. If anything, they're going to be losing what little leverage they had if they get behind on their marketings. Feeder cattle index yesterday was up 17 cents. We're at 159.56. That's kind of been the bright spot of the cattle complex, at least from a producer perspective, whereas feeder cattle With all the cattle coming off pasture early because of the drought in the northern plains, clearly they have a home to go to. The demand has been there. Prices have been relatively stable. We haven't seen, you know, the a collapse in prices that you easily could have expected to see with the waves of cattle coming off the northern plains. And yet here we are, decent pasture conditions in the southern plains absorbing a lot of those cattle, and central plains as well. So luckily they have a place to go. Luckily the demand has stayed steady even with big corn prices early in the year. The demand for calves has been there, and that's certainly been a saving grace for a lot of producers in the northern plains. A summary of cash prices last week showed that the Fed trade around 126 was up 1 from the week prior, but up 21 from a year ago. Dress prices at 204 were up 2 from the previous week and up 38 from a year ago. Dress weights at 819 pounds, unchanged on the week and down 22 pounds from a year ago. Steer prices at 165, unchanged on the week and up 15 from a year ago. Rib prices just soaring off the charts, 605, up 27 on the week, and up 228 from a year ago. That is correct. That's up 228 from a year ago, which is a 60% increase just in the rib prices. 90% trimmings at 278 is up 1 on the week and up 52 from a year ago. That's a 23% increase. So clearly somebody's enjoying some pretty massive profits, and obviously it's the packer. But again, the producer has not been able to capture very much of that at all. So year-to-date, federally inspected slaughter is up 4.0% over a year ago. Cow slaughter up 5.4% over a year ago. Dressed weights down 0.1%. Beef production is up 3.9%. What's important here is the cow slaughter. 3 weeks ago, we were at 4.5%. Now we're at 5.4%. So to have the year-to-date number increase so dramatically in a short amount of time tells us that there's huge liquidation going on. And we knew there would be some more liquidation this late summer, early fall from the northern plains. But this is a big change in a number that's this deep into the year. And again, I think it underscores kind of the wave of cattle coming off of the northern plains. They're splitting up the pairs. The calves are old enough to go on their own. And the cows are being slaughtered. You know, these are many, you got to assume, are pretty healthy young cows, but there's just no hay, and there's no grass, and there's not going to be any hay to get them through the winter. And who knows what the situation will be next spring and next summer. So again, I think when we get our hands on the next cattle inventory report, which is still a long way away, it's going to show a massive liquidation out of the north. And that just sets the stage for a huge bull market in cattle down the road. I don't think it's going to happen this coming year. Producers are going to have to see what kind of hay crop they get next year, what the pasture conditions are, before they even start thinking about retaining heifers. That's next fall at the very earliest. That's a whole year away before you start to see heifer retention, which further declines the calf crop. So while we're going to see a pretty notable drop in calf crop this coming spring, the drop in numbers for placement into feedlots later in the fall is not going to be near what it would be once you start to retain heifers. So again, we don't want to get ahead of our skis here, but we are setting the stage for a pretty dramatic bull market in cattle. But it's going to happen. I don't think it's going to start at least until a year from now. The market will be on its uptrend just simply because you've got a smaller herd size and you've got a smaller calf crop, and that's going to keep numbers tight into the feedlots, presuming everything else is the same, presuming you have demand the same, which you typically would unless you just have a major economic hiccup. But by and large, the market is trying to turn itself into an uptrending market. It's having some trouble, you know, we've broken through some major resistance, but it's having trouble really holding there. So it wouldn't surprise me to see the market pull back, you know, get some pressure and kind of a seasonal typical action. But the bigger picture is that your supplies are declining. And I don't see an increase in supplies being able to come from Canada or Mexico, which both experienced some drought conditions and herd liquidation. So it's not there either. And in fact, one could expect that they would be retaining heifers right around the same time that we would be. So the numbers that would be coming out of there would be dropping as well. So just, you know, things to keep in the back of your mind as we work our way through these next several months, that the tide is turning, but it's going to take a while to really get all the momentum going in one direction. And right in front of us, we still have the Packers in complete control of the cash market, and that struggles to put some cash in the hands of the producer and, you know, fuel the way to heifer retention. So a lot of moving parts here, as there always is in any market, but the bigger picture seems to be being laid out fairly clearly here. It's just a matter of working our way through the minutiae of the market price action before we get to that more clearer picture down the road. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.